Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. Prabhupada never showed any odd moment that was not in His character. The more we realize it, the more we benefit. I was with Prabhupada in Toronto. He was preaching to some professors and then the devotees brought in a big opulent plate of prasadam for him. Prabhupada looked at it and almost under his breath he said, "I have no teeth and I have no appetite." Srila Prabhupada could not take the prasadam due to his condition, yet he was fully tasting the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Despite the inconvenience, he was preaching. He did not say, "I cannot eat, so I'm going to lie down. A nurse and a doctor should be there and I'll just worry." Under his breath, Prabhupada may say, "I cannot eat," but he's preaching to the professors. By Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada's qualities are so real that a person can develop great respect for him by just seeing his picture and hearing his lectures. When I joined the movement, my parents were extremely upset. My father had a very big position in the civil government and we used to chant near the parliament building where he worked. Victoria is a very small town, and to be a man of importance and to have your son out in the streets in bedsheets was very difficult, so my parents opposed. I used to send them Back to Godhead magazines, however, and just by looking at the magazines, they both developed a great respect for Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada became sick, they showed real concern and asked, "How's Prabhupada?" Just by seeing Prabhupada's picture and reading his articles, they came to realize that he was a very saintly person. Prabhupada was such a saint that anyone who would be exposed to him, even if they were at first inimical, would actually develop some faith that he was at least a great man. By Bahu Tak Dasa. Trivikrama Swami had been serving in the Far East for 4 years and he wanted to return to America to preach. He approached Prabhupada in Mayapur and told him of his desire. But Prabhupada only said, "I have so many preachers in America." Trivikrama took this as a sign that Prabhupada wanted him to remain in the Far East and he began approaching people to help him open up a center in Korea. Then Gopalakrishna, the GBC for India, came to him and said, "Prabhupada wants you to stay and help manage Mayapur." Trivikrama Swami told Gopalakrishna that he had already had his ticket and that he was not going to stay. The next day, Trivikrama Swami visited Prabhupada in his room and Gopalakrishna was there. "Prabhupada, Trivikrama Swami said he's not going to stay in Mayapur like you wanted," Gopalakrishna said. Prabhupada then asked Trivikrama why and Trivikrama began offering excuses. After hearing his excuses, Prabhupada told him that although our philosophy was plain living, high thinking, Trivikrama Swami was addicted to the cities, so he wouldn't agree to stay in the country. Trivikrama Swami then made another excuse and Prabhupada again chastised him. He said that as a sannyasi, Trivikrama Swami had given up everything but his whim. Then Trivikrama offered another excuse. He said that although he had been a sannyasi for 5 years, he had not had a chance to preach in English. Trivikrama Swami asked how he could preach in Bengal since he didn't speak Bengali. "Oh," Prabhupada said, "you have been a sannyasi for 5 years and you haven't had a chance to preach? So what makes you think you know how to preach?" Trivikrama Swami then realized that without Prabhupada's mercy, he would not know how to preach. He then surrendered and felt spiritual strength. Thank you. Hare Krishna.